The pasuk says she opened up the casket and she saw the child, a young man, crying, and she had mercy over him and she said, he's a Hebrew baby. If she wanted to save him, so what was she saying? He's a Hebrew baby. So we saw one answer from Rav Chalap. Now Rav Chalap says another answer. It seems that this righteous woman, Batya, said things through a tremendous wisdom. Paro stargazers said, today was born the Redeemer who will save the Jewish people. We're not sure if he's an Egyptian or a Jew. And that's why on that day, when Moshe was born, on Zayin Adar, so Paro made a decree that even Egyptian babies have to be thrown into the Nile. And that's why Paro's daughter says, if the stargazers are right, that the Redeemer of Israel was born, well, it would seem obvious that he won't come from the Jewish people. Such a lowly nation, how could a great person come out of them who would redeem even himself? And that's what she said. This is a Hebrew baby. You don't have to worry he's going to be a redeemer. When she said he's a Hebrew baby, it's another way of saying in Egyptian language, he's a lowlife. You don't have to worry about this kid. He's only a Hebrew baby. And that's why she calls him Moshe, by a Hebrew name. The commentaries ask, why didn't she give him an Egyptian name? She wanted to show everyone, he's a Hebrew baby, you don't have to worry that he'll be the savior. But all of that was externally. Internally, she wanted to save him. And that's why the Torah points out to us, Vatachmol alav. If you notice the way she behaved, you should know that inside, it all came from mercy. On the outside, she was trying to put him down so that no one would do him any harm. This interpretation of Rav Chalap, perhaps, goes in line with what the Rokeach writes on our Parsha. There was a Rishon named Rabbi Eliezer, the Rokeach, and he writes that, I'll summarize it. He writes, Moshe Rabbeinu was dressed in Egyptian clothing, speaking in Egyptian language, and he basically grew up in Paro's palace. So when Hashem tells him, go take the Jews out of Mitzrayim, he says, I'm not like them. I'm going to take them out. Point to ponder, Moshe Rabbeinu was the only Jew who didn't dress like a Jew and didn't talk like a Jew. But he had to save them, right? The Jews saved their language and saved their dress code. Moshe changed. Now we understand. She was dancing the line, trying to get him to fit in on the one hand, but not be viewed as a threat on the other hand. There's a balance she was trying to keep.